Stager Talk Radio, brought to you by Real Estate Staging Association. The Real Estate Staging Association is the trade association for professional real estate stagers. For information on real estate staging or to hire a professional stager, visit www.realestatestagingassociation.com or call 1-888-201-8687 for a referral to a professional real estate stager in your area.
Good morning, everyone. This is Shell Broadnax here with Stager Talk. I am so excited today because we are going to speak with Fred Burns on the selling methods of the masters. And I'm very excited with this subject matter because sales is one of my favorite subjects. So welcome to the show, Fred.
Thank you, Shell. It's great to be here.
Well, I'm so appreciative of you and your viewpoint on sales. Like I said, it's one of my my favorite subject matters. And I want you to share with our listening audience a little bit about your background. What got you here in this particular industry in the design field and got you into the sales aspect of it?
It's been an interesting journey, which began as a professional journalist. I was a journalist for 25 years in Washington, D.C., where I ran a news bureau. And in the process of doing this, I came upon a lot of business professionals who were desperately seeking to promote their businesses but didn't know how. And I started speaking, giving classes on free publicity, how to get publicity, how to get quoted and promoted in the media. And I found that the message really resonated. And then fast forward a couple of years, I ended up selling my news bureau, moved to Colorado, and at that point wrote a book on how to sell yourself. The book was Sell Yourself, 501 Ways to Get Them to Buy from You. And that really launched my speaking career on that topic. And was speaking around the country on the book, and then 9/11 happened, and I realized that I had to make a quantum shift in my business because I lost a lot of gigs and lost a lot of clients. And so I did some soul searching as to which group of professionals had been the best audience for me, those who seemed to be most locked into my message and to my the promotional copywriting I was doing. And I decided it was design professionals in general, and then I kind of branched out ever since in that area. So that has been, I've since been a interior design industry and staging industry coach and promotional copywriter and speaker for another 25 years. And as I say, it's been an interesting journey.
That I just love your background. I had no idea that you were a journalist.
Well, it's it was, if you're going to be a journalist, Washington, D.C. is the place. And it was a fascinating education. And what you learn from, and what your listeners should be aware of is the fact that free publicity is the best advertising that stagers can't buy. And every time you win an award or sign a new contract or get a new employee or hire somebody, that is news. That is the kind of news that local media and online media will run all the time. And it's a situation that, again, stagers should realize that the media needs you more than you need them. They are always looking, you know, think in terms of design bloggers or home and garden editors or TV producers. They're always looking for resources. They're looking for sources of information who can help them tell the story. And that's where I think it's really important for stagers to realize that marketing themselves, selling themselves, is the most important sale they'll ever make. And a great way to make that sale is to use the media to do so.
Exactly. And it makes them an expert. It's, if you really want to be that resource for the media, you need to become the expert. And you can become the expert by, like you said, you win awards, when you do a press release that you've hired more staff, that you're blogging consistently, DIY articles, even, you know, people getting in on the local, every local market has your local good morning show, you know, Good Morning Sacramento, Good
right.
Morning Dallas, that type of thing.
And
being a guest.
Being a guest, exactly. And attending the RisaCon convention is the kind of thing that people can blog about or send news releases about and promote themselves as an example of the kind of education and ongoing expertise that they're developing by being a member of an organization such as that. And I wanted to just give a quick little thought to share with you, Shell, this morning, and that is this, that one of the questions that has fascinated me in my 25 years as a design industry coach and speaker and promotional copywriter is that how is it that so many stagers and so many design professionals work so hard, yet so few earn top dollar? You know, how is it that stagers put in such long hours, yet so few are really achieving the kind of abundance that they deserve in this industry? And that it motivated me to seek out those who are the most successful at this, those staging professionals and design professionals who are getting it and who are signing major clients for major contracts. And I've discovered that while they run their businesses a gazillion different ways, these financially successful professionals have certain common denominators that they follow when it comes to selling. And that is going to be the focus of my presentation in Las Vegas, is the simple strategies they use to supersize their sales and achieve the kind of financial abundance which all stagers deserve but only few stagers achieve.
Right. I agree. You know, the other thing that for me with sales is a lot of people tend to get focused on what's the rebuttal and instead of where's the relationship building. You know, you, everybody can have a great rebuttal. And I can give people rebuttals all day long, but how you say it and how you say it to your clients with being you, putting your own flavor, your own spin on it, really makes a world of difference. And the other thing with rebuttals is that, you know, when things are so canned, you know, it's like you literally, you know, pop open the can and your mouth and out flies just a straight rebuttal. They don't really come off as sincere. So it's really about the relationship building and just talking to your clients like they're human.
Right. And not being afraid of price objections. You know, one of the strategies I want to talk about is this idea that the financially successful stagers view price objections as opportunities. They're buying signals that the realtors and others have to be at least somewhat interested to even ask about their price. Otherwise, they could simply end the conversation right there. And your chances of closing a deal are actually 30% higher when at least some price rebuttals or price objections are expressed. So you should welcome price objections. You should see them as opportunities to differentiate yourself from lower price competitors and to really close the deal that you otherwise might not be able to have access to.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are just a couple tips when you say, you know, if a price objection just does come up, what is something just a couple bullet points, maybe what somebody actually could say to a price objection to turn it around in their favor?
Well, there's a couple ways to go about it. And the traditional one you hear, if you take a sales course, they always suggest the apples to apples comparison. In other words, make sure that if they're talking about a lower price competitor of yours, that that competitor has in writing stated similar services for a lower price. My favorite, I think, Shell, is the feel, felt, found approach. That is, understand how you feel. This $500 for a consultation is a big investment, is a big charge. Others have felt that too, but they have found by making that investment that they were able to sell their homes a lot faster for a lot more money. So feel, felt, found, I think, is a really good approach. And there's always the what I call the fabulous fallback, and that is I have no objections to those competitors of mine who charge less than I do. They alone know what the value of their service is worth. So if all else fails, it's always good to talk about value. Okay, so there are several ways to counteract price objections and turn those objections into opportunities.
I love that one. I really did love that one. I want to ask you something. There's a lot of stagers have the question of whether or not to put their pricing on their websites. And there are pros and cons to it. And my belief is that consultation price, a beginning price for something like that, I don't have any objection to that being on there. But your actual in-depth pricing, my belief is that if you put your pricing out there, then you are going to lose the ability to know how many people are actually calling you for your services. You lose the ability to practice your pitch. You don't know your sales ratio, your closing ratios. And most stagers don't even understand what a closing ratio is. So when I'm talking to people, I want to know, you know, if you have all the business in the world and you want to eliminate tire kickers and your business is up and thriving, great. Put your prices on the website. It's going to, you know, field those out, and only the people that can afford you are going to call you. On the other hand, if you're needing to practice a little bit and you need that business, you want the business, I think it's beneficial to be able to practice your pitch. Understand if for every 10 phone calls you got, if you closed two deals, that's a 20% closing rate. And you
right.
then you can work on your goals to up those. Now you can say, now I need to get to five. So then you want to close 50% of everybody that you're talking to. What is your thought on that?
I agree with you fully about the idea of not showcasing all of your prices on your website, because it eliminates the pain step. The most financially successful design and staging professionals are in the pain business. That is, they probe for pain and pinpoint pain, and they present themselves as a caregiver. Caregivers. You know, I talk about the fact that the highest paid professional, salaried professionals in America, other than athletes, are physicians and surgeons, because people will pay any price to get their pain taken care of. You know, God forbid if you break your leg and you're lying on the operating table, you don't play let's make a deal with the surgeon. You don't express price objections. You just want to get that pain taken care of. By the same token, you want to have conversations with your clients and really find out what the real issues are other than price. So what are the biggest challenges those prospects face when it comes to selling their homes, and what really hurts, and what causes them the greatest stress, and what is keeping them up at night, this whole idea of selling their homes. And then present yourself as the one most able to help them overcome that pain. And once you get them to talk about their pain, and it educates them as to how deep their concerns are, number one, takes their focus off of price, and it enables you to really, again, position yourself as someone who can help them correct this situation. And all of this, of course, doesn't happen if you don't have this conversation, because people have chosen not to work with you because they've seen these prices, which they don't understand, on your website. So I fully agree with the idea that you don't want to talk about price until you've talked about pain.
I can't agree more. The thing for me is that, you know, when people are cruising your site, if you have your prices, they are price shopping. And
right.
if they make a preconceived notion over whether or not they find value or they can afford what it is that your services are, ask them, because you have now not had any opportunity to show them the value, to speak to their pain, as my friend Angela Brooks says. She's the same concept. You speak to their pain. Well, you can't
right.
speak to it if they're not going to call you because they've already determined, hey, I can't afford $5,000, $2,500, whatever it may be.
And, you know, so when you've had the pain discussion, that enables you to close the deal with two questions. Number one is, again, you've had them share with you all of their concerns about selling their homes and all their frustrations. And the question you ask is, so how committed are you to taking care of this? How committed are you to overcoming these challenges you've just articulated? And chances are they'll say very committed. This is driving me crazy. This is really taking way too much time. It's causing me stress. And then later on in the conversation, when you talk about your price, you talk about your investment in your services, and they object to it, you ask a very simple follow-up question. And that is, so what will it cost you not to move ahead with me? What will it cost you to kind of continue as you are, basically trying to find your way and trying to figure out a way to sell your home yourself or work with your clients in a way that you can sell their homes. And again, this type of question, this question about what would it cost them not to work with you, reinforces the discomfort they feel and makes them, again, understand that there's a lot of much bigger issues here to deal with beyond your price.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? We're at the 15-minute mark, so we're going to take a very quick commercial break from our sponsors. We'll be back in 33 seconds. Stay tuned, everyone.
Working with Court Furniture Rental makes sense for home stagers in a number of ways. A wide variety of furniture selection, delivery in as little as 48 hours, professional installation, no warehousing, repairing or cleaning, and flexible lease terms. By teaming up with Court, you can focus on the bigger vision and spend less time installing furniture. If you are a professional home stager, contact us today for your furniture needs. Be sure to let us know if you are a RESA member and receive a 10% discount. For more information about partnering with Court, call 888-360-0278.
Thank you to our sponsor, Court Furniture Rental. This is Shel Broadnax with Stager Talk. I'm joined today with Fred Burns, and we're talking about selling methods of the master. Thanks again, Fred, for being on the show today. We greatly appreciate it. You just mentioned something earlier about commitment and commitment to the client, asking what the client's commitment is. And it triggered something that I like to use. And this is something I actually learned recently. My father told me this. And when he told me this, I laughed at him. I'm like, so couldn't you have led with this information, like, I don't know, 30 years ago? Because this would have been really, really great advice, Dad. But he was talking about, you know, when you're dealing with a sales call and you're trying to, you know, cultivate this relationship with a new client, he said, look, it's very simple. And I said, well, Dad, you know, how do you call your sales? And he told me a quick story, which I'll just tell quickly. When he started out with his pricing and what he does, and he does financial investments, he had like a $10,000 minimum. And this was way back in the 70s. And after time, he thought to himself, it takes me the same amount of time to write a $10,000 deal as it does a $20,000 deal. So let me up that to 20. And he upped it to 20. Then he upped it to 50. Then he upped it to 100. And undoubtedly what ended up happening was as soon as he put that out there, the people that could afford the $50,000 started to show up. The people that were still the $10,000 did not show up. And so now he's at $1 million. You can't work with my father unless you've got $1 million to invest. And it worked out really great for him. But then one of the things that he had said to me was, when you're asking them about, you know, what are your struggles? What is your pain? And then what would it take if you looked down the road a year from now and looked back on us working together? What would have had to have happened in order to make it worth it for you? And I think it's a really great concept, right? Because what this does is it takes somebody through the mental process. They've already gone through a mental stroll in their mind looking a year ahead. So for stagers and homeowners or real estate agents, well, a year from now, if I'm a seller, a home seller, I want to look back and know that my home was sold quickly, that the process was as painless as possible, and I want to be in my new home. I just want to move on and be happy. And the answer from the stager would be, I can do that. That is something that I can do. Now, if they come back with something that is, you know, not feasible and something you can't do, then that's what we call the red flag, where you say, you know what, I might not be the stager for you. That's something that I can't do, and this is why. And it still allows you to cultivate this conversation around why it is that you want to work with somebody or why it is that you might walk away from a job. And that's the other thing, too, is that I think a lot of stagers are they want so much the business, they're willing to take on the jobs that have the million red flags in front of them, and they ignore them.
You know, I agree with you entirely. For so many stages, I think their business runs them, as opposed to they're running the business. And there's a couple of things they miss in the process. One of them is they forget to sell themselves. And as you told your story about your father, I have a feeling he was an excellent personal salesperson.
Absolutely.
I have discovered something interesting that not in the staging industry and the design industry, it's the same thing, that the most financially successful ones are not necessarily the best at what they do. In other words, the most financially successful staging professionals haven't necessarily been in the business the longest. They're not necessarily in the biggest markets. They don't have the most awards. They haven't been published the most places. The most financially successful ones are the best personal promoters, the best personal salesmen, and the best personal saleswomen. They realize that first and foremost, they're not selling their services or their products. First and foremost, they're selling themselves, and that is the most important sale of all in this process. You know, in this day and age, when it's never been easier to get elsewhere the staging services that your listeners offer, it's especially important to sell yourself and differentiate yourself from all the others, many of whom are less expensive than you. And there's a million-dollar word that I'm going to talk about in my presentation in Las Vegas, which I'll zero in very quickly on here. It's the million-dollar selling word, and that word is only. To say you're the area's only stager who is the most powerful promotion that you can come up with. Tell me what only you do, and I will buy only from you. And when it comes to justifying your fee, which could be higher than other stagers, or when it comes to differentiating yourself to realtors, because realtors are approached by so many stagers, there's nothing more powerful than the word only. To be able to say, again, you're the area's only stager who offers a particular service or maybe has won an award or who has specializes in working with a specific client niche, that is million-dollar selling at its best.
Yeah, I agree. Differentiating yourself is just a no-brainer. It's priceless to be able to do it. You mentioned awards. Right now we have our home staging industry awards taking place, and we took entries up until yesterday. And over the next month, the members will be voting on the awards. And every year when I go back and I talk to some of the winners, we have top 10, you know, top 10 professional vacant stagers in the United States or in Canada. And then we also have a national category. They all come back with, when they say, what happened after your award? Well, the ones that will take the press release and run with it, and they put it on their website and they blog about it. Amazing doors start to open. I mean, they're moving into warehouses. Yeah. They're buying trucks. It's like, I'm a big law of attraction girl. Most of what it is that I cultivate is based off of manifestation and the law of attraction and mindset. And it really does make a difference. And again, it's that commitment that you went back to, that word commitment I love from you a few minutes ago. You've really got to make the commitment to your own business and what it is that you want to be known for, setting yourself apart, and then going out just making it happen. And I think a lot of people fall short and they come up with a lot of excuses of why it is they can't do something. And in part of what I talk about is obstacles. And obstacles aren't there to keep you out. They're there to keep people out that don't want it badly enough. If you want something, you're going to do whatever it is that you need to do in order to overcome that obstacle because you're committed to it.
And, you know, so this is not rocket science. When I think about the most financially successful stagers I've met over the years, they run their businesses a gazillion different ways, and they're in markets big and small, and they have all varying levels of experience. But they do the simple things better, I guess, and more consistently. Something as simple as realizing the power and the potential of the pipeline. And what this entails is basically making 10 contacts a day to former clients, to current clients, to prospects, to bloggers, to realtors, other industry influencers, and just connecting with them. 10 calls a day, 10 contacts a day, 10 emails a day. And I guarantee you that if you do this on a regular basis, do the daily, what I call the daily dose, if you make 10 contacts a day, you will increase your sales substantially. There was a design professional I worked with years ago who really needed to increase her sales, she said, by $25,000 between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I said, pump up your pipeline. Make 10 calls a day, every day, between now and then. And she said, oh, I can't do that. I'm too busy. But finally, too busy, whatever that means. She wasn't making the kind of money she was wanting to make, but she was too busy, she said. But so finally, kicking and screaming, she did this, and she generated an additional $23,500 in additional sales within 10 days. Now, I can't guarantee for all those listening to this this show that they're going to get those kind of results if they make 10 meaningful contacts a day, but I will guarantee this, that your business will pick up substantially when you start reaching out to anyone and everyone who can help you increase your sales in some way each day.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And a lot of what I hear in talking with stagers is a lot of waiting around. I've got my website. I've got my business cards. I've got my brochures. I've gone to a couple meetings. Why isn't anybody calling me? They're not getting involved. They've got to get involved. If you want to get business from real estate agents, you need to party where they party. Simple. You need to infiltrate. Get in front of them.
Speak to them. A blog to them. You know, and again, we're talking about pain here. Address the. Don't just blog or market yourself in a general way. Talk in terms of how realtors can sell more properties more quickly for more money, and and address this pain and text and tweet and write blog posts about it and speak to these groups, and you will find that you will be seen not just as a qualified but as an industry resource. And they will realize why they should work with you.
Absolutely. It's becoming a mover and a shaker is what I call it. You know, it's all the, you know, the local real estate associations, they all have their marketing meetings. They have their fundraisers, their fashion shows, their crab feeds. If I was going to be a professional stager, I would be infiltrating every single one of those events and become part of the system, become
right.
part of it, not just somebody standing on the outside trying to get onesies and twosies from people. You've got to really submerge yourself into the industry locally. And once you do that, it's smooth sailing.
I'm surprised that more stages and their websites don't have a tab dedicated to realtors, speaking to the realtors, you know, talking about their pain, going in depth about the services they provide to realtors. I mean, they don't and they should. You need to speak their language. You need to see the world through their eyes and then market yourself on your website and in other media in a way that really speaks to them.
Yeah,
really makes them
I think
understand
a lot of
why they should work with you.
Absolutely. A lot of the issues I think that the stagers face is they think agents don't get it. How do I get an agent to get it, that staging works?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
for me, I think the proof is in the proof is in the pudding. And it's about, it's really about showing them. You're so visual in everything it is that we're doing. So why not show the agent what it is that you can do for them? And
right.
Barbara Corcoran, I interviewed Barbara Corcoran, the most famous real estate agent in the world, and on ABC Shark Tank a couple years ago. And she said, show them your portfolio, show them pictures, invite them to an open house. Again, speaking their language, speaking to their pain about what it is that you can do for them.
Exactly. And always differentiating yourself, always presenting yourself in a way that conveys that you're a uniquely qualified, one-of-a-kind stager whose services
yeah,
are so unique. And whose expertise is so special that they cannot afford to look elsewhere when it comes to working with a stager.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. So let's switch gears a little bit and let's just talk about education in general. It is so important, in my opinion, to have continued education in everything it is that you do. So we have, obviously, you're going to be one of our keynote speakers, and thank you very much for that. We're excited to have you at RISACON in January. Why do you think it's important for stagers to attend conventions like RISACON?
Very simple. I mean, if you're serious about staging, you've got to be serious about RISA and you've got to be serious about RISACON. I mean, this is the premier educational event in the industry. You'll have an opportunity not only to hear get some great information from the stage, but network with some of with your colleagues, find out what's working elsewhere. And, you know, I've been a member of various educational organizations over the years and discovered that some of the best information I get is simply by – it can be over drinks, over coffee, over lunch, talking to others and sharing war stories. And you learn how to tweak your business, your presentation in a way that you never thought of before. And having a group of 300 or 400 of the nation's top stagers in one setting – is an opportunity you don't want to miss because there's just so much excitement. There's so much energy there and so much education that you can gain that you can read about staging and you can take online courses about staging, but you cannot really get the kind of value and information elsewhere that you can at an event like RISACON. So it's, you talk about must-see TV. This is must-see, must-attend, conference without question.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, y'all can read about it later if you want while you're sitting at home with not the business that you want, or you can actually attend it and create the business that you desire and that you deserve. So Fred, we're at the end of our time already. Can you tell the viewers or listeners how it is that they can reach you if they're interested in reaching out and contacting you? So you do actually offer coaching services, and I want everybody to know how they can reach you.
Okay, so my website is interiordesignbusiness.com, which is includes a blog that has all sorts of marketing and selling tips that are valuable to stagers as well as designers, design professionals elsewhere. And I have a couple of special services. I do a lot of promotional copywriting, Shell, for individuals. I do a lot of website copywriting. If someone would like to just talk about their website and see how they can tweak it so they can have a much greater outcomes from and generate much more business on their website, I offer a website once over. So go to website once over, webstiteonceover.com. OVER.com. There we go. And I also write promotional bios for stagers, bios they can use on the website and their social media. And if you want to talk about your bio, how to pump up your bio and present yourself as a uniquely qualified, one-of-a-kind specialist, go to biobriefing.com, spelled as it sounds, biobriefing.com, and sign up for biobriefing, and we can talk about how to promote you as the star that you are. So website onceover.com and biobriefing.com are two options, interiordesignbusiness.net. And you can always email me. My email is fred@fredburns.com. That's FREDBERNS.com. And my phone number here in Colorado, 303-589-3013. That's 303-589-3013.
Excellent. Well, Fred, thank you so much for being with me today. I really appreciate you taking the time to join us and to tell everybody about your session upcoming at RisaCon. Again, it's Fred Burns, Selling Methods of the Masters. He is going to be one of our keynote speakers, so everyone who attends RisaCon will get the joy of listening to you, Fred, and we so appreciate it. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. This is Shel Brodnax with Stager Talk, and until next time, happy staging.
Stager Talk Radio, brought to you by Real Estate Staging Association. The Real Estate Staging Association is the trade association for professional real estate stagers. For information on real estate staging or to hire a professional stager, visit www.realestatestagingassociation.com or call 1-888-201-8687 for a referral to a professional real estate stager in your area.